Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
Love me a good guy's weekend, a good guy's weekend trip, but there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it, and Jackson might be messing it up this weekend.
Well, I certainly hope not. I feel like the pressure's on a little bit. I've got a question to those in here who have significant others. Sorry, Abby.
The way you just looked directly into my soul felt like a personal attack.
Not at all. Have you ever been on a trip with your significant other's family without your significant other being there?
No. His family doesn't travel.
Yes. Yeah. I used to go with Stacy's brother and her dad. Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was always a fun time and always count on it?
It was the best, dude. Yeah. They were just like friends hanging out. Yeah.
Okay, Cassie, have you?
I have not, but I do. My sister-in-law, Chad's sister, is a great friend of mine, and I would literally have no problems doing a girls' weekend and traveling with her. She's amazing.
Okay, nice. This makes me feel better. So
it's all personality-based, though. I mean, Stacy's dad and brother were very similar to me. We like drinking. We like going to bars, and we like watching sports. They like to golf. I tagged along. But if you guys are all very different, then it would be a different experience.
Yeah, and so I don't think that's necessarily the case here, but for some context here, so my girlfriend's dad just turned 60, the big 60, and so that's like a big milestone year. So he was trying to think of, you know, how can we make this a little bit special, and turns out that's in the form of a dude's trip. And so when I was hanging out with her family at a wedding in Miami earlier this year, her brother comes up to me and is like, hey, by the way, lock it down for this weekend. It'll happen sometime at the end of September, of a dude's trip for the dad's birthday to go to Vegas.
Oh boy. Okay.
And that starts today. Like, I'm literally leaving after the show now to catch a flight.
Okay. Now, 60-year-old dad suggested Vegas?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this his first trip to Vegas?
He's been to Vegas a lot, but I think in his like adult life, he's never had like that solid dude's trip to Vegas. Mm-hmm. I think he's been there for work a bunch and like some other things, but he's never had like a guy's trip to Vegas before.
What's on the itinerary and where are you staying?
So we're staying at the Cosmopolitan.
Okay.
Nice. The itinerary is we're going to see a show tonight after dinner.
What kind of show?
Not that type of show.
Mike, obviously. That is a really good show.
That was kind of my question, too. So it's going to be myself. It'll be myself, her dad, her brother, her brother-in-law, and then her uncle as well, which is her dad's brother. Okay. And the group chat's obviously making jokes about going to the strip clubs, maybe, and not going to happen. Not absolutely not on the itinerary.
You sure you don't want to do that? There's one out there that's incredible. Is that Spearmint Rhino? Is that the name of it?
I think it's the best one I've ever been to.
Oh, Lordy.
I'm taking mental notes. Okay. And so we're going to see Absinthe. It's like a Cirque type show tonight. Tomorrow we're going to Circa to hang out at their giant sports book to go, you know, place bets on some college football and awesome. Like hang out there. Also, the Ryder Cup is happening this weekend, which is going to be a fantastic time.
Fantastic.
We've got a really nice dinner planned for tomorrow night. And then on Sunday, we're going to the Bears-Raiders game, which is going to be a ton of fun.
Oh, no
kidding. So it's like this whole weekend that's planned out. It's more wholesome than you're probably thinking when you hear dudes trip to Vegas.
Well, Vegas now is so different than it used to be. You really do have options where before it was just like debauchery, right? What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You could go to Vegas now and never have one drink and still have an entirely great time for a couple of days. That's only theory to me because every time I go to Vegas, I get stupid, but you could do that.
Exactly. And so I've had a couple of boys trips to Vegas before, and that's my idea of what Vegas is kind of your stereotypical Vegas experience where you spend 24 hours there and you're done, right? And so I don't know. I'm feeling very excited, obviously, and I was so happy to even get the invite because this is like, you know, we're still dating. Like, she's still my girlfriend. We haven't been engaged yet. Like, this seems like a pretty big thing to get invited to, and so I'm feeling really good about it, and I get along with her family very, very well, but I have never had time with this group, just them.
I'm curious because I haven't hung out with you a lot outside the show in social settings. When you drink, and I'm sure there's going to be like, there'll be alcohol.
Definitely.
And you guys will be indulging a little bit. So as Jackson drinks, how does your personality shift as you drink? Are you the fun, silly drunk, or are you the one that's going to get in trouble and cause some issues?
I've seen this, so I can weigh in on this one. He's fun drunk.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think I'm a pretty loud person in general.
So you're not the fighter when you drink.
Abby can probably get in on this also. You've seen him drunk, right?
Yeah, but every time he's drunk, I'm also drunk. So as far as I know, drunk Jackson is just Jackson.
It's just normal me because we're staying at the same level the entire time.
Yeah.
Because some people, when they drink, there is like it's your drunk alter ego, right?
For
like
sure.
Becky comes out for me and she's a good time. Like she's not going to cause too much trouble.
She's a real skank, huh?
Yeah, she is.
Used to be.
Oh, no, she still is. So who's the drunk alter ego that's coming out for you this weekend in Vegas?
So for me, like, I can handle my alcohol generally very well, but up to a certain point. And I have a pretty high tolerance. And so some...
You think you do.
I know that I do, but the thing is, if I cross a threshold, then it might be a problem. So I need to make sure that I'm just maintaining like a nice solid level of like me being still very in control and not pushing things too far.
All right, Abby and Bert, this weekend, if you're picturing Jackson hanging out with his soon-to-be father-in-law for his 60th birthday, what kind of drunk do you picture Jackson being this weekend? Is he going to be the fighter? Is he going to be the puker in the bushes?
Oh, please,
no. Like, what do you see him as?
I see Jackson getting weirdly emotional this weekend.
Because you're going to be the crier?
Because think about it. He's with his entire new family. He's getting ready to propose to his girlfriend in about a month. And I see him getting in his like little wine drunk feels. I see his 60-year-old future father-in-law ordering Dom Perignon or whatever. And you end up sticking with champagne for most of the night, and you get a little white girl wasty, and you shed a tear about how you love your new family, and you can't wait to propose to his daughter. It's gonna be so sweet.
And there he is at 60 years old, clutching you close to his bosom, comforting you, telling you how happy he is that you're part of the family. Yeah, I like that.
Not right. The bosom.
He's gonna be the one holding my hair back in the bathroom while I throw up.
It'll be a great weekend, man.
I'm excited.
Have a great time.
Thank you.
Hey. The Burt Show.
You know how we've done this series of morally gray days on The Burt Show, right? I got one this morning. It says, okay, Burt, I don't need $100, but here are some morally gray answers for you. I slept with my friend's mom and his sister within 2 years, and I also slept with my uncle's former girlfriend about a year after they broke up. By the way, sorry to hear you're retiring.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Who didn't they sleep with?
God bless you.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I can't believe we're all still here. Not because Bert's retiring, but because the rapture was supposed to happen this week. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, I'm not surprised I'm still here because I wasn't going to get zooted up.
You thought we were all going to burn alive on Earth?
What exactly is the rapture and why are we still here?
The rapture is a religious theory. It's in the Bible, apparently. I stopped reading the Bible, so I forgot. I forget what it actually is. But it's basically God taking everybody up to heaven who belongs in heaven. And if you're a bad person, you have to stay down here and burn alive for all eternity.
Wow, consider, like, painful. Heaven is a club, okay? Like, in the club, we all fam, but they only are taking select fam up from Earth to the big club in the sky.
Okay. Were you allowed to go to confession and wipe everything clean before this all happened, or not?
It's surprised. Nobody knows when the rapture is happening except for some random pastor in, I think, South Africa, because he predicted, for whatever reason, based off of prophecies in the Bible, that the rapture was going to happen on like Tuesday or something. Yeah. And so everyone was freaking out, thinking that we were all going to get zooted up to the sky daddy, and apparently it didn't happen.
So does that guy come back online and go, oops, I got that one wrong, or is he just gone now?
No, this, like, meteorologists, they never have to apologize, because, you know, it's just more of a guess than it is, like, fact.
Okay, well, I hope he's not close.
What if the rapture did happen, but everyone sucks, so only like one person got taken, so it's a missing persons case, but he's actually been raptured?
I am at a point in my life right now where that theory makes a lot of sense.
Cassie, that's just the whole plot of the Bible, so... Congratulations. You've just created the world's best-selling book of all time. Well, Sherry Shepherd said that she went to jail for 8 days after truly believing the rapture was coming because she decided to skirt all of her responsibilities.
I had, seriously, $10,000 worth of unpaid moving violations. Because when it would stop you, they give you a ticket. I never showed up to court. It becomes a bench warrant. And so I didn't show up to court because, again, why would I show up to court when the world is about to end and I'm about to get taken up to heaven? Jesus don't care about no parking tickets. Well, the world never ended. I went to jail and you can tell I was not expecting to go to jail because when the police pulled me over, I was wearing this. Yeah. I was on my way to perform at the Comedy Store in Hollywood, and I didn't know. So they picked me up. I went to jail for 8 days. And because I fell for the rapture, I became a hardened criminal.
Is she being serious here, or is this just a joke?
No, I mean, she's a comedian. Okay. So everything is a true story that they make up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Well, Katie Couric is not telling any jokes on air because she is talking about a very important thing that anybody over the age of 45 needs to do, and she's using a very controversial ad parody to bring attention to it because she just parodied that very controversial Sydney Sweeney American Eagles ad campaign. If you remember this, we talked about it maybe a month ago, where Sydney Sweeney and American Eagle was under fire because they ended up doing this jeans campaign where Sydney Sweeney said that she had good jeans, and then people kind of read into it, felt like it was something about eugenics, and then we all moved on about a month later. So now Katie Couric is parodying it and saying that your jeans have really nothing to do about whether or not you're going to get colon cancer or not.
Speaking of genes, did you know that the majority of people who develop colon cancer are not genetically predisposed to the disease? That's why doctors recommend everyone 45 and older get checked. Mine are televised.
Katie Couric gets regular screenings. And if you're 45 or older, you should too.
Don't you have one of these coming up?
Yeah, I was about to break that news.
I'm so jealous.
When do you have to get it done?
October 13th is my colonoscopy, my very first one.
We have a hell of a week that week. She's getting her colonoscopy on the 13th, and this is no lie, with my retirement coming up on the 24th, I got summoned for jury duty on the 14th.
You're like, kidding.
So October we have a 14th. Colonoscopy and jury duty in the same week?
I don't know which one's more painful.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I was supposed to, because I turned 45 last year, mm-hmm. and as you just heard in Katie Couric's ad, once you turn 45, this is something that you need to keep up with. And I put it off, because I know Bert's like, yeah, put me under, give me all the drugs.
The propofol.
Like, you know.
Well, you snorting, well,
you're
laughing
gas. Yeah, you're not snorting anything.
I'm aware. I'm aware. But the dread, and it's not the actual procedure, it's the prep that goes into the procedure. So I went and got my physical earlier this, you know, a couple months ago. And then I got my referral and I called up the butt place to get my colonoscopy scheduled.
Butt place?
Yes, because that's where they put the hose up your butt. So I called the butt place to schedule my colonoscopy. And of course, the woman's going over stuff and she's like, we're trying to pick the date. And she picked a date, but I was like, yeah, no, it's our Burt's Big Adventure medical dinner that night. And I'm like, I kind of need to be focused and can't be sitting on the toilet all night while we're trying to like go through applications for Burt's Big Adventure. That doesn't seem right.
We can zoom in.
Yeah, no, I'm good. And so we picked it on a Monday. That way I have Sunday to do my prep. And it sounds so miserable.
It's not fun because you are on there until literally everything is drained out of your body.
Literally everything.
Literally. So it's constant. The prep for it is the worst part.
Absolutely. And so she's telling me this. And then they send you an email and they're going to send me something in the mail. And the list of things that you're not supposed to eat 2 weeks and 1 week prior are insane. Like, they're like, no corn, no nuts, no seeds, because it clogs up the machine. And I'm like, but apparently you're supposed to eat and not a whole lot of fiber. Like, you're supposed to eat like good starches and or good carbs. And not good carbs, but like there's like
veggies and stuff.
You can eat white bread. No, man. Like it was bizarre. I got to do more research. I'm not research. I actually need to read it more thoroughly. But talking.
You mean read it, period?
Yeah. I did read it because I saw the thing about the nuts and seeds and that creeped me out, clogging up the machine. And I'm like, but yeah, so I'm getting my first colonoscopy on October 13th.
This is sick, but this is how much I love the 20 minutes of propofol. I think I've told you this before. I walk in for my yearly examination and I walk in there and I see the lube and I see the glove in the doctor's office, right? And I walk in there and he comes in and I'm like, it's that day, huh? And he's like, yeah. And my doctor's got girthy fingers. It's never comfortable. So I said to him, well, if I get a colonoscopy, can we bypass you putting your finger up my butt? And he's like, you're going to do all of that just so I don't, so you don't have this 20 seconds of being uncomfortable? And I said, absolutely. So I did the whole colonoscopy just so I wouldn't have to have the finger up the booty.
That is the wussification of fingers in the butt.
Like, heck no, man. That's the power of propofol.
Are you awake during this procedure?
No.
Oh,
that's the beautiful thing about propofol. It's like you get 20 minutes of sleep and you feel like you've been sleeping for 13 hours. It's great.
She was very adamant. She's like, nothing that day. Somebody has to be with you. Somebody has to drive you home. Like, it's involved.
The real question is, do you have to take out your butt piercing?
Right. That's a joke from earlier, if you don't know.
Yeah. Now everybody's going to think I'll have a butt piercing.
It's beautiful, Kristen.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I've called us all here today, so we need to have a special meeting. Not as special as the one that we had earlier this week.
It's a break of desperation, and it has nothing to do with Abby this time.
This is my plea. But I want to preface with everybody that has donated, to everybody that has donated thus far, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Whenever we ask the Burt Show listeners to step up, you guys always exceed every expectation. You give fully with your hearts, and we love you for that. And I will take full responsibility. We were very busy with our Burt's Big Adventure benefit, our fashion show, and weren't able to give as much love to the diaper drive that we are doing. But now, that's what we are doing. We're doing a diaper drive for Helping Mamas, which is the Baby Bank Supply of Georgia. And they're doing this huge Fill the Warehouse promotion for the month of September, where they want to fill their warehouse with as many diapers as possible. And I have the founder and CEO of Helping Mamas here, because I really don't think anybody could more beautifully and accurately explain why diaper need is so real and why we need your donation.
Yeah, so it's just tough times right now, right? Like, one in two families are struggling to afford diapers, and we can't keep our warehouse full. It comes in and it goes right back out. And what we're seeing is families having to use things like plastic grocery bags, t-shirts, reusing and washing out disposable diapers. And I see that, honestly, as a sign of strength. It's these women and it's these mothers that are doing everything they can for their children. And so if they're doing everything they can for their children, we need to be doing everything we can to support them, to support their children.
So here's what we were doing for this year's diaper drive, because we did this 2 years ago, right? And we had our Burt Show team. You guys donated over 50,000 diapers, which meant the entire Burt Show crew had to take a photo in adult diapers in front of the Helping Mamas van, which was awesome.
Done, but then Kristen got cocky.
I will pull the tape and pull the audio, sir. It wasn't I who suggested the 75,000.
Who was it?
I think it was you.
No way. Pull the tape.
So, you know, Jamie hits me up and she's like, hey, times are tough. Could the Burt Show do a team again? And I'm like, absolutely, we can do a team again. Try to collect as many diapers as possible. Except this time, we'll have an even bigger payoff. Because what do you always say, Burt?
Go big or go home.
You think bigger, baby.
Think bigger, baby. That's what I say all the time. Think bigger.
If you think bigger, you'll get bigger, right? And so if the Burt Show team is able to collect 75,000 diapers, then we will once again take a photo of all of us in diapers. But this time, not only will it go on the interwebs, it'll go up on a billboard, and we'll put the Helping Mamas logo and diaper need is real with the Helping Mamas website, helpingmamas.org. And then I was like, all right, we were lagging. So I'm like, let's get babies involved. So we'll be on a billboard with real babies and real diapers, and it'll be so cute.
Cute.
If we get there.
Okay.
So Stephanie from Helping Mamas has been giving me daily updates, right? And I am very proud to say that as of right now, we have collected 21,240 diapers.
That should be celebrated. That is a lot of diapers right there.
That is a ton of diapers.
Would be an amazing number had you not thrown out 75,000.
I know. I know it's supposed to end today, but I wanted to ask Jamie if we could have an extension and actually go to the end of September and have till September 30th.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. So there you go. We have an extended deadline.
Okay.
But I was still feeling a little nervous, even with an extended deadline. So can we please bring my friend Stephanie in studio ASAP?
What a weird last name.
No. All right. So this is Stephanie Clausen. She's a dear friend of mine.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
She is the mother. You may have heard me talk about Hendrix on the air. She's the mom of a little boy named Hendrix. Hendrix and Jimmy were in the same preschool class, and they also played t-ball together. And they always sat together on the bench. So whenever they sat together on the bench, it would be Jimmy Hendrix. It was very cute.
Cute.
So Stephanie is here. Stephanie reached out to me, and I am going to let Stephanie give Jamie the news.
All right. Well, Jamie, I don't know if Krista mentioned this. I work for Kimberly-Clark, and I know you're very familiar with us.
Yes.
And I'm in legal for Kimberly-Clark, so I'm not here to tell anyone no or, like, we're doing something wrong or, like, shut down the show early.
Okay. You said legal and my butt just puckered.
Well, get ready. okay. I got something for that, too. We make Huggies, Kleenex, right. Depend. I mean, we've partnered with Helping Mamas quite a bit. And we're so happy to support your organization and the Burt Show and Kristen's amazing efforts by donating 70,000 diapers.
Oh, thank God.
To the warehouse.
That's amazing.
So are you ready for this? Thanks to Kimberly-Clark's donation, Stephanie coming in, we have now collected 91,240 diapers.
That's amazing.
We're going on a billboard in adult diapers.
The last billboard of the Burt Show era will be all of us wearing diapers.
Well, and luckily enough, we also make Depend. And so I did bring all of our products for you guys to pick out your own.
You're so sweet.
Okay. Some pretty stylish ones. Mm-hmm. I mean,
oh, yes.
So in my retirement, I don't have to go to Costco now.
Well, when you were saying butt pucker.
All right, so there you go, Jamie. We were able to hit our goal. I still love the fact that you gave us the extension, and I still want to encourage listeners to donate. I mean, 100,000 diapers.
You don't have to encourage them to donate. They haven't been. So,
Yes, they have. So, yeah, so as of today, Jamie, the Burt Show family, and thanks to Kimberly-Clark's very generous donation, the Burt Show team has collected 91,240 diapers.
How are you feeling, Jamie?
I can't process that number right now. And I don't want to get emotional, but it's
good for ratings. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, there's no words to put in to what this show has meant to Helping Mamas in our community. Like, there's no words. And I mean, $91,000 diapers is a big word, right? Like, that's what you mean. Like, it's 91,000 reasons that we've been able to keep going. And you know, when you start something, we've had this conversation, when you start something, you want someone to believe in it and give it that legitimacy. And what you, Kristen, and Cassie, we started with Cassie and then Kristen and then all of you, is you gave these moms legitimacy, right? Like you said, we see you and we know there's a need. And it's taken us to new levels and new heights. And it's all because of you all and your listeners. And when people ask, did you ever think when you started this in your garage that you'd be on the Burt Show? No. And you gave us that opportunity and you gave these moms and these children and you brought Kimberly-Clark to the table, who we have loved from day one, but keep surprising and showing up. And God, times are hard. Mm-hmm. And everybody just wants to be seen and wants people to show up. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And thank you for showing up. And wherever everybody ends up next, just keep showing up because it matters.
Thank you, Jamie. And the next time we show up, we'll be on a billboard in adult diapers.
Right. Hey, it's worth it. It's totally incomplete. Thank you so much for this donation. Yeah. Wow, we were in a panic.
Stephanie, when she hit me up, I mean, I literally cried tears of joy. Like, I hit her up and I'm like, you have no idea how generous this offer is. And yes, absolutely, thank you so much. And so, yeah, 91,240 diapers. The Burt Show is going to be putting on some Depends and getting our butts on a billboard, all because of you guys.
I told you, Kristen, we should have made it 90,000.
Oh, shut up.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the Savings Challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, so I want to set the record straight here for just one second. For those of you that have been watching my social media over the course of the last couple of days, and you've seen what's on my hand, and you haven't been able to listen to The Burt Show or listen to the podcast from front to back, of course, takes a lot of time. No, this is not a wedding ring that is on my finger. I decided to go against tradition because it really seems stupid. Why does a woman have to wear an engagement ring? Not it have to, but why does she wear one and a dude doesn't? Why not?
Yeah, that's always been the case in the United States, but it wasn't until Michael Bublé started wearing an engagement ring, not a wedding band, an engagement ring, and I was like, oh, this is a thing in other countries that they actually do. Like when there's a proposal, it's the man and the woman that both wear an engagement ring until the wedding day.
And I want to be honest with you guys. I am so enthusiastic to get married. I am running towards the altar on this one.
It's cute. It's real cute.
So, I put an engagement ring on and then I started to do a little bit of research on it. And it turns out that I am part of an emerging trend. Okay. Now around the country, like Kristen was saying, there are some countries that are into it, right? That are doing it already. The United States, you know, we're so traditional in our ways, are behind it. But Nordic countries, and I've done some research on this, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, both men and women commonly exchange simple, understated gold and silver bands as engagement rings. This is neither one of those. This is rubber. I got off of Amazon for $14.
That feels like a very American twist, right? On a European tradition.
Right. There will be, this is just kind of the placeholder for me. In Latin America, if you're in Chile, Argentina, or Brazil, it's a long-standing tradition for both partners to wear engagement rings, which often doubles as their wedding band.
What were the first countries you mentioned again?
Chile, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. Or in Latin America.
Well, I wanted to see if, like, you know, correlation is causation. Some of the happiest countries in the world, Denmark, Iceland, Sweden, and Finland apparently is the happiest country in the world. So I just find that interesting that that kind of like may or may not go in hand with why everybody is so freaking happy.
I mean, this would take us in a different direction, but I do think that sense of community and that sense of oneness, be it in your marriage or be it in your community, has something to do with that.
Yeah, right? I think so too.
Germany and Austria, couples often wear matching bands during the engagement period. South Korea and Japan, younger generations in these countries are increasingly adopting couples rings as a pre-wedding symbol of commitment. Then I did a little bit of more of a deep dive, and this guy over at 77 Diamonds, it's a retailer, says that a couple of years ago, non-existent. No dudes ever came in and said, hey, I want to wear an engagement band. It's becoming more popular. It's still pretty rare. 1 in 30 now are custom orders for engagement rings. And some celebrities are starting to do this also. Ed Sheeran wore an engagement ring.
Oh, he did. Wow. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, Brooklyn Beckham, and like you said, Michael Bublé. So it's becoming more popular.
Look at you. You're just Mr. Popular over there with your rubber ring.
I'm ahead of way ahead of the curve on this. All right, Abby, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
So there was a bachelorette. It's a woman in, I believe, California, right? She's going through the same frustrations you've been going through, right? When it comes to dating, can't find Mr. Right. Feels like she's gone to all the places, been on all of the dating apps, and she decided to do something different. And I'm wondering if you would ever do something like this.
I've rented space on a dozen digital billboards on Highway 101 in Silicon Valley between Santa Clara and San Francisco to advertise my personal dating website, MaryLisa.com.
It's been months since I've been on a date. I can't even get men to talk to me on any of the apps. I don't understand what's going on, but I figured it's time for a bold move.
And what's bolder than running billboards on the side of a major highway to, essentially, market myself?
Tell me that is satire. There is no way that's real.
No, there are pictures of the actual billboard online now. And one of them, she's like in a bathing suit. So she's flexing what she's got right there.
Okay.
And then she's got a website that just says something like marry or life with blank.
Okay, boomer. Well, AI is pretty convincing nowadays.
No, it's the real deal, man. I'm telling you.
Do you have a link to it on our schedule? Can I pull it up? I feel like this is not real.
This is not the first time this has happened, though. So even if this one is fake, there have been women and men that have done this.
This woman has a level of crazy in her eyes I hope I never attain. But for me, I'm like, I feel like the modern day way of putting a billboard up and saying, hey, I'm available for sale. I have a dowry of 6 chickens and 14 cows. Is putting yourself out on, this is fake. Did you really fall for this?
No, I just listened to it this morning. But who cares if this one is fake? It's happened before.
I would put myself out maybe on TikTok. I mean, like when Rebecca put out an ad for me and said, hey, this is my friend named Abby. She's desperate and for sale. She's looking for a man to spend the next 50 to 60 years of indifference with her. and that didn't really work out. So, I mean, would I do a billboard? Probably not. I mean, we're about to do a billboard right now where I'm going to be in adult diapers. Maybe I need a competing one that counteracts it. Be like, hey, see that girl wearing the Depends? Really well, maybe a little too well. She's single, no surprise.
Is it that crazy of an idea, though? I mean, how much crazier is it than being online?
I just don't think it's a smart use of my marketing dollars, if I'm honest with you. Okay. For $15,000, I could get a face transplant.
Okay, all right, it all comes down to money.
By the way, it's real. I mean, ABC 7 News has reported on it.
You're kidding. Is she like a comedian or something?
No.
I love that. This is how bad the dating scene is. You have to take out a billboard. Mm-hmm. Of all people, Abby, I feel like you should believe that this is real.
That this is real.
Uh-huh. The desperation is desperating.
I just don't think the marketing power here is good. I think there are better ways. I think you could really just up the ante on your Hinge or your Bumble, or you could go sit at a bar with an I'm single sign, and that would work out better than all the creeps on Highway 75 looking at your naked butt cheeks.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to have the opposite effect of what you're trying to acquire. Like to put yourself out there, it's amusing, it's funny, but I think you're going to deter the man you're looking for, like the man that you're trying to snag, and you're not going to get, you're going to get more quantity over quality by doing something like this.
And I'm not looking for quantity. I've been on enough bad dates. I'm looking for one, a singular man to tolerate me for the next 45 years.
What if, Abby, when we... Like we're taking our, now that we've hit our goal, we've collected over 75,000 diapers for helping mamas.
91,000
diapers, thanks to the help with of Kimberly Clark. So when we go, we're going to go up on that billboard. We're all going to be wearing adult diapers. We're all going to be holding babies in Huggies and wearing their diapers, promoting diaper need. What if somebody sees that billboard and they're like, wow. Yeah. Them some nice thighs. And he hits you up.
And they're talking about Abby?
Abby,
or they're talking about somebody?
They're talking about fried chicken. That's what I say when I look at a box of Popeyes.
You hear thighs and you think chicken?
Yeah, so I want some fried chicken thighs right now.
You're talking about my billboard, but really it's the KFC one that's down the road on I-75. Yeah, I'm going to have to send a restraining order to Craig and his opinion on my thighs, I think.
We can knock out two birds with one stone. So on our billboard, we're all going to be holding babies and diapers. We're going to be in diapers. We don't let Abby hold a baby. We just give her a sign that says, put a baby in me.
Oh, dear God. Absolutely not.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
You know what I was thinking when we were halfway through the segment is that had we not already been doing something with a billboard, we could have put one up for her. And you just wake up one morning and there's a billboard.
There's photos everywhere.
There's you asking people to marry you, but we're the ones that put it up.
I think after this conversation, Abby's not quite on board with the billboard.
I don't think you're going to see me on Monday.
As her friend, instead of saying date me, can we just put up a billboard for her that says hire me? Because I think that's more of a pressing need.
It's hard to pay for a wedding when you don't have health insurance.
I mean, at this point or another, though, I mean, you are kind of the shining example of trying everything. And I mean, what else can you do?
The thing is I don't really need to try anything else. I think I've come to the conclusion that it's just random. When you find the love of your life, it's just weird and random, and it's all about timing, and it's whenever the universe or God or the powers that be or Buddha or whoever the hell is moving all the chess pieces up there. I think it happens when Big Sky Daddy Buddha wants it to happen. And I think, knowing the changes that are happening in my life, I think maybe I just haven't met the right person, because I have to go through changes in my life. And for whatever reason, I'm on a solo mission right now. And Big Daddy Sky Buddha is like, you would be dragged behind if you had some loser complaining about you at home.
You're on The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
According to TMZ and Ray J, it's not Diddy that you need to be worried about when it comes to a RICO or racketeering case. It is none other than the royal family themselves, the Kardashians. Because in a recent clip that TMZ posted on their social medias, he said that he's about to drop a quote unquote case that will be crazy and quote unquote worse than Diddy's, although he has not provided evidence or specifics yet on this case. He says that he's working with the federal authorities to build a RICO case against Kim K and Kris Jenner.
If you told me that the Kardashians was being charged for racketeering, I might believe it. But Diddy, sex trafficking, and all these other extra things, like, it's, to me, knowing him, knowing the situation, being around with most of the people that's testifying, you know, I just feel like there's somebody at the top who's making a statement, who's making a point. I'm sure Diddy got the point. Free Diddy, he got the point. He's chilling now.
That's not how it works,
I mean, man, I know I get it, but I'm just keeping it real. Like, it's not okay to throw something extra on a man when the charges could have been something totally different.
So when I hear that, it just sounds like a whole lot of nothing, if I'm honest with you. Like, I think he's grasping at straws for any kind of relevance that he has left, and maybe is trying to get a big cash grab out of Kim K. But I mean, what are the Kardashians doing other than getting more BBLs and plastic surgery and selling teeth whitener on the internet?
Yeah, right.
I'm
trying to understand how racketeering could be applied to them.
Try to put some common sense into this whole thing. You can't.
There is none anymore.
There is none. But this might not be the first time, if that is true, that Kris Jenner has lured Kim K into some kind of odd scheme, because Kim Kardashian is revealing on The Tonight Show that Kris Jenner once sent her on a blind date, but she didn't know it was a blind date because her mom lied to her and told her it was a job interview.
She told me I had a business, I had a job interview. And she told me to go to the restaurant, The Ivy, which is like on Robertson. It was like at the time, it was before we even had Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And it was like this TV executive. And she told me it was a job interview, but she told him it was a date. And so I pull up and I go and I'm like talking about like what I want to do. And I had a resume on me. She thought I'd be so prepared to bring a resume. Once I, like 5 minutes in, I realized what was up. I like put it in my purse and I was
here's
like,
"Here's my resume. I'm gonna date you, and you look at what I've done." How embarrassing!
I was like, "I'm gonna kill you."
Did the date not? Did it?
I don't think he ever knew until like years and years later.
But no chemistry. No. What was your feedback on your end?
Totally new, because he was also an Emmy award winning.
Mom, can you stop?
I want to endorse this. Resumes on dates, like your first date, and you both bring a resume and you exchange it, and you have to have references on there as well.
But not a business resume, like a dating resume.
A dating, yes.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm like, I don't need the resume. I've already stalked their LinkedIn through and through. I know where they've spent the last 15 years. I know about your internship that you did in Chicago back in 2018. I've done my research, but at the end of the day, like, regular resumes, people lie on it. I feel like they're just going to get a bunch of like phony stuff from their friends being like, yeah, he's really good at Call of Duty and his final battle royale is sick.
If you took the Kardashians out of the entertainment world and the content world, and this was like in the real world, that's one hell of an overbearing mother.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's momager. That is who Kris Jenner is. Like, she is a momager through and through, not just in their business life, but in their personal life
but
as well.
But if like their last names were Smith, right? And they weren't the Kardashians. You'd be ripping on her left and right.
I mean, the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder, and that's why they are the Kardashians and not
the Smiths.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Work moves fast. From emails and reports to proposals and updates, you're expected to think clearly, write confidently, and get it right the first time. And every message counts. That's where Grammarly comes in. It gives you everything you need to think, write, and finish in one place, or anywhere you type and text. You'll never have to switch tools or tabs. Grammarly's AI agents are built for how you work and where you work, so you can find the right words, adjust your tone, and predict how your message might land before you hit send. Your ideas will get a boost while still sounding natural, credible, and just the way you want. For nearly 17 years, Grammarly has been the standard for responsible AI. It's the premier writing tool that 93% of users trust to get more work done. In a world of generic AI, don't sound like everyone else. With Grammarly, you never will. Download Grammarly for free at Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.